To get to the capital, Monrovia, he enlisted the help of his tennis partner, Liberia's notorious security chief, General Benjamin Yetang.
He said the chopper will be there in 2 hours. And the moment I heard that chopper going around foyer, for me it was heaven.
Friends in high places could organize helicopter rides, but they could not deliver him from international law. Out of the blue, another big break would land on the laps of Antwerp's Diamond Squad detectives. 5 days after the robbery, their prime suspect was waiting outside the Diamond Center. A security guard alerted them.
The guy you are looking for is now right in front of our entrance here.
Their chief suspect had returned to the scene of the crime.
It was very difficult to believe.
Perhaps playing the role of an innocent man, the company director had turned up for work as usual so as not to arouse suspicion.
When we arrived, Notre Bartolo was very calm. Our colleagues from the local police were holding him.
The Diamond Squad believed they had the mastermind, but the diamonds had vanished. The Italian jewelry shop owner refused to talk, pleading innocent. While a fortune in stolen gems remained hidden, Notre Bartolo was found guilty and sentenced to 10 years jail. 3 of his accomplices got 5 years each.